Case number 10849, Lisa DeSombre, southwest of Road 280B, Conley's Chapel Road, 310 feet west of Route 277, Robinsonville Road, a special use exception to operate a daycare facility.
Name and residence, please.
Lisa DeSombre, 32234, Conley's Chapel Road, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And you swear affirm the testimony about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Okay.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for the special use exception?
Sure.
For your daycare?
My name is Lisa DeSombre. The property I'm talking about this evening is where I live. It's 32234 Conley's Chapel Road. It's the property right next to the chapel and graveyard. It's about 1 acre, and it's set back from the road. I was thinking I should know exactly how many feet. It's about 300 feet back off the road. I have submitted an application to the Office of Child Care Licensing to be licensed for a large family child care home. I currently am licensed as a family child care home for approximately the last year. And I have a letter from Mr. Lank, from Mr. Lank with zoning that's okay up to a certain amount of children. Okay. So then it says specifically in that letter that if I wanted to go to the next level of licensing that I would need to apply for this. So I request a special use exception to be able to change the level of licensing to large family child care home. The land there, the property is very private. It's a very private location. It wouldn't be a problem or nuisance to any neighbors. All neighbors are a distance away. The chapel there is used now for marriages, for weddings, and for funerals. And they now have a thrift shop there. I think they went through this process a few months ago for a conditional use exception. So I don't see where it's any problem for any neighbors. And then I'd just like to finish by saying I feel, and many people feel, quality child care is very much needed in our area, across the country, really. So I'd like to be able to continue what I offer, but offer it to more people. And large family child care home goes up to 14 children.
Okay. Okay, and what's going to be your hours for this new one? The same that you have now?
The same that I have now.
And what are those, ma'am?
It's only morning, so it's 9 to 12.
9 to 12.
And actually, in the summer, we offer a couple hours longer for people, so 9 to 2 in the summer.
Right now, it's 9 to 12. Now, is that Monday through Friday?
Yes. In the summer, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 9 to 2. But
okay.
That was what we did last summer anyway. I think that's probably what we'll continue to do.
Mm-hmm. And so you allowed up to 14 children with this new one?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, we may end up going up to 12 because this also entails application to the fire marshal, and I've talked to their department a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
They have sort of... their levels of licensing don't go along necessarily with Office of Child Care licensing. So it probably, from my discussions with them, will go to 12.
Okay.
I don't have an application in with them yet because I'm doing this process first.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Dover Office of Child Care licensing, technically can go to 14. But I'm just conveying to you it probably will not go past 12 because of the fire marshal rules.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any employees?
Yes, because of the number of children, we need to have a good ratio of children to adults. So if we have 12 children, we would have two people, myself and one employee.
And do you have enough parking to accommodate both the families dropping off kids as well as the employees?
Yes, we have it's a stone driveway, but then it comes out into a circle. So really the parents come, they drop off the children and continue on. And then when they pick up, we're also outside on the playground. They come and pick up. They kind of go around the circle, put their child in, and continue on.
All right. Okay, are there, excuse me, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
Do you live in the home?
Yes.
Are you going to still keep living at it? One floor, take care of everything?
Yes. I've converted one of the rooms. It's really just a classroom now, and that's what the children and I call Classroom A. And then the other side is used also, Classroom B. But, I mean, Office of Child Care Licensing has been there last year, checking everything out. The fire marshal was there, the electrical inspection. But I will continue to live there. That's one possibility that you're given when you go to the next level, though, when you have large family child care home, you don't have to live there. But I will continue to live there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sure.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, in the case of 10,849, obviously it hasn't in the past substantially affected adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties. I didn't hear any testimony that would suggest otherwise. So I make a motion we approve case number 10,849.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,849. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.